Because I don't know about you, sometimes I just plain get tired of waiting. I want to take things into my own hands, right? And for me, most of the time, I just get frustrated. Can you relate to that? Frustrated saying, come on, God, do something, right? It's kind of like frustrating. Dieting to me is frustrating, right? Why is it it's easier to put it on than it is to take it off? Have you noticed that you'll go on a diet, you get on the scales, and you think you're going to lose 5 pounds, and what happens? You gained a pound, right? It just doesn't work, you know? Or say that you've really worked your rear off to get that promotion at work. You've worked overtime, you've done everything. Some of you are probably working two jobs, right? You go in for your annual review, you think, boss, I really think I deserve a raise, and he says, well, you probably do, but I'm not giving it to you this year, right? And you don't sit there and say, well, that's not fair. I've been waiting this whole time. No, you wait home and you yell that when your wife's present, right? Maybe it's not a promotion, you know, but maybe you're praying for a baby, or you're praying for a new house, or you're praying to get married, you know, meet the right person. In fact, maybe you've been praying for a lot of years, and you think, wow, Lord, what's going on, you know? The scriptures tell us that you have to just keep on believing. You have to believe that God has a plan, because if you don't, you're going to spend the next few years, or whatever it is, being frustrated and not enjoying the gifts that God has given you in the present, you know? What God wants us to do is to enjoy the season that we're in now, that we're given, you know? God's asking you to wait, and I want to say, wait? That's not something I want to do, Lord. I've been waiting for a long time, you know? But guess what? Being unhappy, what I've found is being unhappy, being frustrated and stressed out, does that make it happen any sooner? It just kind of makes you miserable in the moment, doesn't it? It makes you, everybody, and I've noticed it makes everybody else miserable too. When I'm miserable, so is everybody else, right? And I know, you know that. So we're so focused many times on what we want that we forget to see what is right in front of us, you know? You miss so many blessings because we're so focused on what we want instead of what we have. And that's what happened with Saul today. You see, there was a big battle that was going to come. Saul and his men were preparing for it, but the enemy was getting a lot closer, right? And so they were getting nervous. Samuel was supposed to show up in 7 days, you know? It had been exactly 7 days, probably, you know, like 6 days and 23 hours and 59 seconds, or whatever it is. And Saul thinks to himself, well, he's not coming. I'm not going to wait anymore. And then he does something he's not supposed to do. Did you catch it in the reading? Who's the priest in this? Samuel, right? So when Samuel gets there, Samuel is supposed to give up the offering, and then they're supposed to go into battle. But Saul doesn't. I mean, after all, Saul's king, right? What difference could it make? Did it end up making a difference? See, Saul could have rested and trusted that God was taking care of him, could have rested there, got his men refreshed, ate, ready to go into battle, offer the sacrifice to God, and then go, but he didn't. He thought his ego got the best of him. He was tired of waiting. So when Samuel gets there, what does Samuel tell him? Guess what, Saul? You just missed the blessing. And the blessing was this. Instead of Saul having a glorious kingdom, it doesn't end that way at all. And it's not too long later that who gets appointed king? Do you know? Who gets into David? I know, it's 20 years before he takes the throne. But still, Saul knows that he's not going to be king for a while, right? All he had to do was wait, because all he had to do was not dishonor God, but he did. And sometimes we do that exact thing. We dishonor God when we're not willing to wait to see what God is bringing into us, right? And just like Saul, I don't know about you, but I know that I've missed many blessings in my life, and maybe you have too. Some of us rushed into marriages that we probably shouldn't have rushed into. or had children way before we were financially able or are ready to have them, right? Maybe took out a mortgage. Remember when they used to say, buy the biggest house you can, right? Base it on what you think you're going to make, not what you are making. Some of us didn't see that go so well either, right? You know? And I found those times when I don't wait, when I become discontent instead of content, it only leads to one thing. What's that? Unhappiness, isn't it? You're sad? Unhappiness? Things don't work out, right? And we have to remember to trust in God's timing, because sometimes God is very busy putting the exact things in order that we need to know before that, whatever it is that we're desiring, whatever it is that we're dreaming about comes true. And then sometimes I find out that things won't change for me, these things that I'm praying, these things that I'm wanting, until I change. As long as we're frustrated and we're stressed out and we're thinking, oh, woe is me. Why am I still dealing with this problem? You know, why is my spouse or my boss still infuriating me? Come on, God, what are you doing? We're missing the blessings. I remember when I was growing up, and some of you have had teenagers before, right? And every night I was on them and saying, would you please clean your room? Anybody had this experience before, right? And I'd go back in, do you think it was clean? Of course not. And I constantly was stressing and fighting with them about that, right? Instead of trusting that someday in God's timing, the problem would be taken care of. I mean, I was upset about it all the time. I didn't want anybody to come home over my house. I'd close all the doors, right? But if I trusted God, I would know that eventually the problem was solved because they grew up and they moved out. So it worked really, really well for me, you know? Looking back, I was miserable for no reason. I could have been spending that time building a relationship with my kids, learning to love them deeper, teaching them a little bit more about respect, right? So I eventually had to change my way of thinking. I had to stop thinking it was all about me and look at the blessings that were right in front of me, which were my children, who don't stay young forever. Many of you know that. Here's another lesson I've learned. If you can't be content in the season that you're in, you won't be content anytime, you know? Because discontentment seems to just follow you around. You know, you get that new job, you get a raise, you have more money, and then what do you need? More money, because you're spending what you've got, right? You want this promotion, you get another promotion, or you get this car that you really love, and that was going to be the win all, wasn't it? It's going to make you happy, make you really, and then what happens? It's got 100,000 miles on it, we better get a new one, right? But then you don't have the money, so you can't do that. It kind of follows you around. It's kind of like the most irritating thing discontentment is. You know how once a year, or sometime during a year, your fire alarms will start beeping? Mine was doing that the other day. I swear. I went to the first one, and I stood there for 5 minutes. Nothing happens. So I go over to the next one, and I listen. Nothing happens. I go down to the basement. I listen to that. I listen to every one of them. It was like this beep was following me, but I couldn't find it. And you know what I found out? It was my cell phone. I forgot I changed the tone. You know? And so... And so that's what discontentment is, though. It doesn't leave you alone. It just follows you around, no matter what you do, from one job to one job, to one spouse, to another spouse, to whatever it might be that you're doing. It's going to follow you unless you learn the lesson to be content. And Paul said to learn the lesson. I'm not sure it's a lesson that you learn. I think it's what you become. You become content. You learn to trust God in whatever's going on in your life and be content with that and to look for the blessings. But most of us are spending time looking at the burden, aren't we? Looking at what's bad in our lives as opposed to saying, well, thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, for that. And I know I'm not where I want to be, God, but I trust you that someday all these puzzle pieces will come together and I'll know exactly where it is that you want me. Because when we're waiting for everything to change in our lives, we're missing the beauty that's unfolding right in front of us. A child that's growing in our womb. The excitement of a new job. The friends, the love that we have in our life today. The many blessings as we're sitting in our home and have a couch and a warm house to live in, right? Now, that doesn't mean you have to settle and you never want anything better. That's not what it is. God gave you the ability to go ahead and have dream big, bodacious dreams and want things. But that's up to God, isn't it? And you can spend your time being frustrated, wanting it to come, or you can find joy in the morning. That's what they say, isn't it? There may be weeping at night, but what comes in the morning? So remember that there's two ways that you can be content or discontent. In your life, you can look at the blessing. And the blessing comes, remember, I've told you this before, after obedience, after you accept where you are and you're obedient to God, comes the blessing, or you take the burden and you're discontent. So that's your choice. Do you choose the blessing in your life? Or do you choose the burden? It's up to you. As the worship team comes forward, would you pray with me? Thank you, God, for the many, many blessings in our life, Lord. We know that at times we're human, Lord, and we feel frustrated and we feel stressed out, Lord. That's when we need to look at our blessings, Lord. That's when we need to find that peace that only you can bring to us, Lord. That peace that is joy in the morning if we'll just reach out, stand still, and open our hands to your grace, Lord. As we begin to enter this holiday season, help us be content, Lord. Help us to live into the blessing. Help us not live into the burden. And indeed say that you are our God, and in time, things will come. Amen.